7. The Tale of Humongously Hotshot the Bardyguard.
"A long, long time ago, it seems like a lifetime away now," said Humongously Hotshot, "I was happy. I was a young hero who fell in love with a beautiful young woman."
"Uh-huh," said Hiccup, cautiously. He wasn't very interested in stories about love.
"Oh, but she was beautiful," sighed the bardyguard. "Her lovely, fat, white, muscly legs, her thunderous thighs, her soft little beard, her excellent sword arm."
"Yes, yes," said Hiccup hurriedly. "Do get on with it."
"She loved me back, or so I thought. But her father had some ridiculous idea that she should marry somebody clever. I have no idea why that was important. So he set me an impossible task, which, if I completed, the reward would be her hand in marriage. The impossible task he set me," said Humongously Hotshot, "was to steal the Firestone from Lava Lout Island. And the reason that this is impossible is that the Lava Louts have been looking for the Firestone for many, many years. Before I set off on the impossible task, my love and I met in secret. My little double-chinned sweetheart had a singularly beautiful ruby, shaped like a heart, that she always wore around her neck. She had cut this ruby in half, and she gave one half to me and kept the other. 'Go on this quest if you must,' whispered my darling, 'but I have an awfully bad feeling about this. And if by any chance you happen to be captured by those pigs in pyjamas, the Lava Louts, just send this ruby to me in the mouth of Excellence, your hunting dragon, and I will come to rescue you.' My love, you see, was not half bad at questing herself. I promised her, and rode off on my white dragon to carry out the impossible task. But, by terrible bad fortune, I got caught by the Lava Louts just as my love had feared, and my white dragon and I were thrown into chains and into a jail on Lava Lout Island. Even worse luck, my faithful hunting dragon, Excellence, was killed during the quest, and so I could not send the half-a-heart ruby to tell her I needed rescuing. For a couple of months I worked in those lava jail mines, utterly in despair. And then I made friends with this prison guard. His name was Terrific Al. He was such a nice guy, Hiccup, so smiley and sympathetic. I told him my story, and I asked him to take the heart ruby to my lady love and explain that I needed her to come and spring me from jail as quick as her dear, fat little legs could carry her."
Humongously Hotshot's voice deepened and saddened. His face looked green and ill in the moonlight.
"Terrific Al said he would do this for me if I promised to do him a favour at some point in the future. He took the ruby heart, and I waited in hope, Hiccup, in the heat of the mines, peering out of my barred window in the night time, yearning for her to come. Days turned to months, months turned to years, hope turned to despair. She never came. 15 years I waited, Hiccup, 15 years. And then, a couple of months ago, imagine my surprise when Terrific Al turned up on Lava Lout Island as a prison guard again. One night he sought me out, and he told me what had happened to my ruby heart."
Humongous's voice was so quiet now that Hiccup could hardly hear it.
"Terrific Al told me that he had taken the ruby to my love and told her that I was captured and needed rescuing. And to his surprise, my dearest darling, who had sworn the solemnest oath of true love forever, took that ruby heart and threw it out of the window and into the sea. And as she did this, she said these heartless words, 'There,' she said. 'I already threw out the other half when I heard Humongously Hotshot had failed in his impossible task. I have found another lover who has already brought me the Firestone, and I am going to marry him."
"No," cried Hiccup, "how terrible of her!" Humongous nodded sadly.
"Yes. I have never forgotten the words which Terrific Al repeated that day. They will remain with me as long as I live, and from that moment on, Hiccup, I vowed that I was through with love."
"I don't blame you," said Hiccup. And then a truly awful thought struck Hiccup. A thought that had Hiccup's heart sinking within his chest like half a ruby heart stone sinking to the bottom of a seabed. Suddenly, he had a horrible feeling that he knew a way that this story might be going. A dreadful snaking corner coming up, a twist in the bardyguard's tail. Asked Hiccup nervously, really, really not sure that he wanted to know the answer to this question. "What was the name of your lady love, exactly?"
"My ex-lady love,"
corrected Humongous.
"The name of my treacherous lady love was Valhallarama."
Valhallarama was Hiccup's mother.